Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, that the Gemara told on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph with Rav Dimi min Naharda, with Rav Ada Bar Abba, with Rava, with Abaya, with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, an absolutely fascinating story. So a few ha'aras. Number one, who is this Rav Ada Bar Abba? Rav Ada Bar Abba seemed to have been a Talmud, a Gabbai of Rava. He was the one that Rava sent to go be Boichin Rav Dimi min Naharda to see whether or not he's a Tzum Rabbanon, whether or not he's someone that's worthy of us bypassing the laws of Asogas Gvul and literally holding up the entire shuk so that he should be able to sell his groibus. Lamaisa, he fahered him, he asked him a hard question, and it didn't work out, and Shanemol didn't work out. Rav Ada Bar Abba somehow ended up losing his life in the very, very near future. But the point is, who was this Rav Ada Bar Abba? So Tosfos speaks out that one thing is clear, this is not Rav Ada Bar Ahava. The girs on our Gemara is Rav Ada Bar Abba. The girs is not Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Rav Ada Bar Ahava, he lived much earlier, and there's no way that this is the famous Amori Rav Ada Bar Ahava. So we know from throughout Shas, there was an Amori whose name was Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Sounds a little bit like maybe that's who this is. But Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Chananel, said that no, don't make that mistake. The Amori Rav Ada Bar Ahava, this Gemara is not to be confused with Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Stating that, I'll tell you something very interesting. And that is that in the Toldos Tanon V'Amoraim, Rav Hyman, so I was looking up to see what he had to say about Rav Ada Bar Abba. And when I went to Rav Ada Bar Abba, he says, Ayin l'kamon, look what I write about Rav Ada Bar Ahava the second. Rav Ada Bar Ahava Beis, right? So, if you, in the world of Toldos Tanon v'Amoraim, there were actually two Amoraim, actually three, but more than one Rav Ada Bar Ahava. And he refers to this Rav Ada Bar Abba as being another Rav Ada Bar Ahava. And he says it actually is miyashev so many kashas. The reason that it's miyashev so many kashas is because Tosfos said that the Rav Ada Bar Ahava that we know about lived bimei Rebbe. This Rav Ada Bar Ahava lived bimei Rav. Says the Toldos Tanon v'Amoraim that I will tell you, and he brings literally 20 Maror Mekoymes, and I'm sure there's more, of Rav Ada Bar Ahavas that lived in the times of Rava. So really, Tosfos' kasha on this Rav Ada Bar Abba, this Rav Ada Bar Ahava, how could he be living in the times of Rava? I we know he lived in Mei Rebbe, that's hundreds of years earlier. Ich ken fregen afasach Rav Ada Bar Ahavas. The Teretz is there must have been two Rav Ada Bar Ahavas. And you see that this Rav Ada Bar Ahava was sometimes referred to as Rav Ada Bar Abba. First of all, in the world of Shinu Nuschois, of making mistakes. This is like the easiest mistake you can ever make. And besides, you see it in this Gemara, the Rabbeinu Chananel had to say that you should know the right girsa over here is not Rav Ada Bar Ahava, but rather it's Rav Ada Bar Abba. And he says, it's poshut to me, the Rabbeinu Chananel would have changed all those Gemaras. He would say, all those Gemaras that you have, Rav Ada Bar Ahava, really it's meant to be Rav Ada Bar Abba. But just to be clear, you know, we learned this Gemara about Rav Ada Bar Abba. Okay, so if he's a one-off Amora that we never heard of, then maybe it doesn't resonate as much as if this is Rav Ada Bar Ahava that we're familiar with. So Tosfos says it's not Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Obzok Rav Haiman, it could be it's not yet Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Obzok Ben Anand Rav Ada Bar Ahava, and the other Rav Ada Bar Ahava, underrated, is mentioned in many, 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 many places in Shas. Maybe not quite as much as Rav Ada Bar Ahava the first, but regardless, just to clarify a little bit, who exactly is the subject of this Maisa Shahaya Kachaya? Who is this Rav Ada Bar Abba, or was he Rav Ada Bar Ahava the second? That's the first aura as it relates to the story. The second aura as it relates to the story, I saw in the Netzaytzayar from Reb Ruvi Margolis. So how did the story start? The story started that Rav Dimi min Lahardo comes to town and he wants to sell groigers. And the question was, should we let him sell? Should we not let him sell? So the Reish Galusa goes to Rava and they tell Rava, go find out if he's a Tzur Mirabana. So Rava, in classic Rava language, goes to Rav Ada Bar Abba, and he tells him, go smell his kankan. I want you to let me know, is this good aged wine or is this chaymetz? Is this already spoiled wine? In other words, go find out if he's a Talmud Chacham, give him a faher. So Rav Ada Bar Abba went, and he fahered Rav Dimi min Naharda. What was the faher? He asked him the following question. Pil shabala kfifa mitzris, vihikia derech beis harei mahu. What's the halach? On the one hand, it's a kfifa mitzris, which is makabel tomo. But once it goes out derech beis harei, maybe it's kli glolim, which is not makabel tomo. This is the question. Well, have it biyode, he didn't know. Because he didn't know, he said, obviously, you're not on the level of where we would hold up the whole geschäft for you. He couldn't sell his groigis. his Greg was spoiled. He went to Rav Yosef and he told Rav Yosef what happened. Rav Yosef said that the person who chepped with you should be punished in the same way that the Eibishter punished Moav for chepening with Melech Edom. Freit Rav Ruv Margolis, what was the chepperai? Why is this such a great chepperai? He's just following orders, right? Don't kill the middleman. What happened? What happened was, Rav told Rav Adabar Abba, go for Harim. So he asked him a question. So I understand. He asked him, Shiloh. Now, to me and you, it sounds like an interesting question. Aber Ravdimi mina harda? He's one of the Matikei Ashmua, Kiyodua. So he asked him a question. So what was the Groysa? Rav Yosef touched up the story as Oino. So he said, what was the Oino? Said Rav Ruven Margolis, like only Rav Ruven Margolis could say, that the truth is this Shaila right here, of Pil, Shabola, Kfifa Mitzris, is a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara, Mesechtes Menachis, Tav Samach Tes Amar Aleph. And over there, the Gemara says, Teiku. We don't know the answer to that question. So he said, the Taino, the Oino, is not that he asked him a question. You know what? The Oino was that he asked him a question that even the Bnei Yeshiva, even the Amoraim didn't know the answer to. He said, Azash Shiloh Frankman, ask him a question that maybe he can answer. Why are you asking him Rabbi Kiva Eger Sorachin Godel? Maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger Sorachin. His Sorachin Godel? You're asking a Shiloh that Abaye Verova, that the Bnei Yeshiva did not know the answer to. He said, that was the Taino. And said Rabbi Ruven Margolis, take a look at Bava Basra, Pei Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza told Rabbi Shimon ben Eliyakim, quote, Dovar shal rishonim le'yamru baitam, tishaleini bebeis ha-medrash kedei le'vaisheini? He said, you asked him a question, and he was very upset. He said, Dovar shal rishonim le'yamru baitam, tishaleini bebeis ha-medrash kedei le'vaisheini? That was the point. It was a Dovar shal rishonim le'yamru baitam. And that was the question he asked him, and he understood. That's Kedei Levaisheni. That's Oinaz Dvarim. And that's why Rabbi Yosef reacted the way he reacted. Hafla of a fellow Mamish. But I was just thinking one heritage, and I'm going to end with this. And that is that after Rabbi Adabar Abba passed away, so everybody felt bad. Mamish. Everybody in the story felt, Rabbi Yosef felt bad because he thought maybe it was what he said that caused it. Rav Dimi felt bad because if I didn't bring the Gregorius, this would have all never happened. Abaye felt bad because it seems like Rav Adabar Abba used to say things about Abaye Shneer. Rava felt bad because it seems Rav Adabar Abba used to say things about one of Rava's Gaboyim. Maybe he took it personally and that caused it to happen. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak also felt bad because Rav Nachman Yitzchak had a Maisa Shahaya. He was very close to Rav Adabar Abba. In fact, Rav Adabar Abba used to go through the Shneer together with him. And one time he came late for a good reason because he was talking and learning with Rav Papa and Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua. He was saying, Hachi Amar Rava, V'Hachi Amar Rava, and he came late, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak didn't want to start the shir, because he had to go through it first before he started. In the meantime, Zegevar and Shpeit, and they asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak, why are you not starting the shir? So he said, I'm waiting. He said, what are you waiting for? He said, I'm waiting for the coffin of Rav Adabar Abba, the Kachava, shortly after Rav Adabar Abba was Nifter. And as a result, he too felt bad. And the Gemara said, after hearing all the different stodim, and all the different Amayuroim that were owning a little bit of what happened to Rav Adabar Rabba, says the Gemara, Mistabra the Rav Nachman Yitzchak Anshe. It's Mistabra the Rav Nachman Yitzchak was the one that caused this to happen. So just one hergish. And that is, we've mentioned many times over the years, the tshuva in Shailos HaTshuvos Chasam Sofer, it's in Eruv Chaim, it's tshuva Kuf Peihe. The tshuva was written to the Chasam Sofer's Mechutin and the Chasam Sofer's uncle, Rabbunim Eger, Rabbi Kivega's brother. It's on the topic of Afhein Hoya Ba'isa Anes. It was written during Chodesh Adar time, and as a result, it involves different inyanim related to Chodesh Adar. At the very, very end of the tshuva, it's from the most classic tshuvas, and tshuvas Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer writes to Rabbunim Eger the following. He said that this year he had a ha'ara. The ha'ara was, everyone knows the Gemara, in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Zayin Amid Beis, Amar Rava. Rava said, "Mechayiv Inish Lamsume BePuraya Adol Ayada Ben Oru Hamal Baruch Maritcha." Person has to get drunk on Purim. How drunk? Adol Ayada. Ad Bechlal, Ad Veloyad Bechlal, but Adol Ayada Ben Oru Hamal Baruch Maritcha. Says the Gemara immediately after. It's Rabbi and Rabbi Zera of the Sudas Purim Hadei Adadi. Rabbi and Rabbi Zera, they want Prabbe Sudas Purim together. If sin, they got drunk. Come Rabbi, and in a drunken stupor, Rabbi got up, shachted the Rabzeir, he shachted the Rabzeir. The Machabai Rachman, the next day, he davened the Achye, and he brought him back to life. Lashana, the next year, Amalei, Rabbi reached out to Rabzeir again, and he says, any Purim plans, right? Nisimar v'nabetzu this poor body adadi. Says we pravin see this pirim guys from Shver, guys from Tatus. He says chayish v'ir guy, but I'm not going to you. I'm a leis nitodon loy bechal shaita v'shaita mizrachish nisa. I don't think this is such a good idea. Says the Chasam Sofer. If you would have asked me, just based on the way the Gemara presents these two members, Rava said you have to get drunk on Purim adol yada. Rabbi and Rav Zeir once got drunk on Purim. Come Rabbi Shachtel Rav Zeir. It would sound like the halach is probably not like Rava. Meaning, as much as Rava said chay v'nish l'psum b'pray adol yada, but lemaisa, you see what happened from it. The great Rabbi was come Rabbi Shachtel Rav Zeir. It's not a good idea to get stone drunk. Yet we know in Shulchan Aruch is Gepaskin Mechay Vinish Lepsumi Bepuraya Adulayada Ben Arham of the Baruch Mardchai. How is it Shayach such a thing? So the Chasam Sofer said a Dover Nifla Mamish. He said the emes is that you should be able to get drunk on Purim, and you should not have to be concerned that maybe you're going to be a Kum Rabbi Shachtel or Rab Zeir. And the reason is because you're doing a mitzvah. And shluchei mitzvah inam nizoykin shomer mitzvah lo yoyda davara. And as a result, this is not really something you should have to worry about. I what happened with Rabbi? He said the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. Hay man de bemadim. Any person that's born in mazel madim, yehi gaver osher dama. He's going to be a shoyfech dam. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, what does that mean? I umana. Could be he's going to be a doctor. I ganavo, or he's going to be a ganav. I tabacha, or he's going to be a sheichet. I mayhava, or he's going to be a maya. Says the Gemara, I'm a rabba. Rabba said, anabim adam avoy. When Rabba heard this, he said, I don't know. I was born in Mazel Madan. I'm Rabbayas. Abaya told him, yeah, marinami onesh v'katol. It's true. You did the same thing. Where did Rabba do this? Come Rabbi, Shachtel the Rav Zeir. This is mamish what happens. I said the Chasam Sofer, that lo'olam you don't have to be worried. You know why? Because Shomer Mitzvah le'yeda davar. But Rabbi was different. The reason Rabbi was different because Rabbi was born b'mazel madim. And hay man de b'madim yei gaver oshedom. I umano, I guntnova, I tabacha, I mayhalo. So said the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi is different. Because Rabbi we know was born by Mazel Madim. And the way the Chasam Sofer says it, B'lashayne Yazov, although we know Shomer Mitzvah Le'yeda Davara, but Hecha the Shchicha Hezeka Shani. We know whenever it's Shchicha Hezeka, it's different. For Rabbi it was Shchicha Hezeka. And because for Rabbi it was Shchicha Hezeka, why was it Shchicha Hezeka? Because he was born by Madim. And as a result, I ganova, so for him it's Shchicha Hezeka. Over Shchicha Hezeka, over there already it's going to be different. So Lulei de Mistafino, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Nun Vav Amid Beis. Umid Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Nami E Mazel Yisrael. We can prove from Rav Nachman by Yitzchak E Mazel Yisrael. That's the sugya. Yesh Mazel Yisrael E Mazel Yisrael. So says the Gemara, how do you see it from Rav Nachman by Yitzchak? The imed Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, because the mother of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Amri Le Koldoi, the astrologers told her, Berich Gan Vahava, your son one day is going to be a ganva. And the Gemara says, Lo shafkis e galuy reishit, the mother never let Rav Nachman Yitzchak take off his yarmulke. One time the yarmulke fell, and he climbed all the way to the top of a tree to go ahead and to be a ganav, because kachava, his mazel was to be a ganav. There's another Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, another very famous Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, also in Erech Chaim. This one's in Tshuva Kuf Nun Ches. We've spoken about this Tshuva a few times for different reasons. It's where the Chasam Sofer talks about giving sandakois to the same person twice. It's where he talks about sandakois and really participating in a bris milah as being the school of Ashiris. It's also where he talks about whether for Shloim Malchus you can shave during Shloishim, during Sfira, during the 3 weeks. V'advarim atikin v'ein kan ha'mokam laharach. Toich dvarav. The Chasam Sofer talks a little bit about Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. And he says that you see from the end of the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnu and Vavam Ebeis that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak had the same mazel as Rabbi had. He was b'mazel madim. How do you know he was b'mazel madim? Because what did the astrologer say? Brich gan v'hava, which is exactly the lashon of the Gemara. The way the Gemara described haid man de b'madim is going to be what? I umano, I ganova, I tabacha, I mayhala. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was born b'mazel madim, says the Chasam Sofer. Because he was born b'mazel madim, it meant that his mazel was to be an osher dama. Maybe that's a neufech in the Gemara. Umistabra, it's mistabra that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak onshe. Rav Adar bar Abba passed away, and five amiron all were taking some level of responsibility for what happened. Rav Yosef said, "I think it's me," and Rav Dima Arado said, "I think it's me," and Rabbi Verubba both said, "I think it's me," and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, "I think it's me." It's a machlokes amir. Everyone knew all the facts. Rabbi Yosef made this klala. All of a sudden, he died. They all felt some level of responsibility. Abuzokta Gemara mistabra that it's Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was shchir chazeka. His shchir chazeka, like the Chassam Sofer says, Rabbi was shchir chazeka. Why isn't shchir chazeka by Rabbi? Because he's b'mazal madim. And if he's b'mazal madim, that means by him these zachen are shchir chazeka. By Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, so oichet shchir chazeka. Because of Shchicha Ezeka, maybe that's a knech in Mistabra, the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Onshe. Whenever we talk about Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, we have to mention the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak as Mibagegen, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. And that's really the oimek. You see, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is someone that's marnami onus for kato. It's shchicha hezek on some level by Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. That's the oimek, like we once said in the Gemara in the end of Masech Tesoito, that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, "Loi tisni yiras chet ikana." Mishemais Rebbe botle yiras chet. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, "Don't say that." Why was there a hergish of botle yiras chet? Because there was such a yiridus adoyrus after Rebbe died, and they said, "Go find an erlich yid, right? Shoytu bechutzes Yerushalayim uruuna. Go see if you're going to be able to find one person that's an erlich yid." Said Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, "You want to write off the generation? You want to say it's not shaykh to be an erlich yid and azav out? Loi tisni yiras chet. Ikana. Look at me. Look at what my mazel was. I'm shchicha zeik. I take my eye off the ball for a half a second, and all of a sudden, mar nami onish v'katol. But at the same time, ich bin Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, ich bin the greatest raya that you never give up. And loy tisni yiras chet ikana. Either way, maybe a little bit of a knech in this epic story mentioned here in Bava Basra, Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph.